Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, the countdown has begun, hasn't it? Counting today, there are only 30 shopping days left until Christmas. I remember as a child counting down the days till Christmas also, though I wasn't really concerned about how many shopping days were left. You see, I was all about how many waiting days were left until we could open our presents. My mom used to get us one of those Advent calendars each year. You know, you've seen them before, haven't you? The ones with the little chocolates behind each of the dates that we could eat and then cross that day off of our weight. It made the waiting a little more bearable, though waiting for Christmas as a child is always a hard thing to do. But that's true of anything that we are really looking forward to, right? I mean, whether that be a big vacation, the visit of a friend or a relative, a trip home, or the arrival of a special occasion. Counting the days always seems to help the wait be more bearable. And yet, the greatest, the most wonderful, the most amazing, most anticipated day of human existence, and certainly of our lives as Christians, is yet to happen. But no one, at least that I know of, is marking days off of any calendar. The day of which I speak, of course, is the day of Christ's return, which will be the last day of life on this earth as we know it, and the first day of our eternity in heaven with God. It's a day so spectacular that every one of us should have a calendar with X's all over it. But we don't, because none of us know when that day will come. Not you, not me, not Nostradamus, not the Mayan Indians, not the angels in heaven, nor even the Son of Man. But as Scripture says, only the Father. Which makes me wonder if maybe God the Father has a giant calendar somewhere that he is crossing days off of as each one passes and draws ever closer to that last day. You see, I wonder that because as much as you and I are looking forward to that day and looking forward to being with God and seeing our Lord and Savior Jesus face to face, he is looking forward to that day even more. In the parable of the prodigal son, Jesus tells how the father was filled with compassion when he saw his son who had been estranged from him, now coming in the distance. And he ran to him and he threw his arms around him and he kissed him. Jesus spoke of how he longed to gather his wayward children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. The Bible is full of reference after reference of God's love for his people. It tells us that he loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to suffer and to die to pay the penalty of our sin. We are called the bride, and Christ is our groom. And what groom doesn't count down the days to be joined with his bride? When God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he created them to be in fellowship and harmony with himself. Sin broke that fellowship and separated them and us from God. And so God devised a plan to restore that fellowship. And that plan was the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Through his sacrifice on the cross and his victory over the grave, God forgave our sin. and made eternal life and unity with himself possible. But that gift cannot be fully realized and experienced in this world, because this world is still so full of sin. And thus, this world must come to an end. And on the day of Christ's return, it will. And then we, as one people, the people of God, will be raised to life to live with God in his kingdom of heaven forever. One can only imagine what that day will be like, when all of us who sleep in the dust of the earth will wake from our sleep to meet the Lord in the air, to see him face to face, and be with the Lord forever. How incredible it will be to join with people of every race and tribe and tongue and nation in a rousing chorus of praise to the Lord the Almighty, or a mighty fortress is our God, or how great thou art. And as incredible as that day will be for us, it will be even more so for God. Can you imagine how he has longed for us to be in perfect fellowship with him again, to have all of his children come home to be with him? When that day comes, he will never again have to look down from his heavenly throne and see children in Africa dying of AIDS, families in America ripped apart by drug addiction and divorce, or believers in India tortured for their faith, or young girls around the world trafficked as sex slaves. Once and for all, this world and its hideous sin will be destroyed. Satan and his legions will be caged and separated from us forever, and we will be home with our Father for eternity. You know, my children go away for a couple of months, and I count the days till they come home again. We've been away from God since Adam and Eve fell into sin in the garden. I can only imagine how God has longed for that day to have all of us, his children, come home. We may not be able to cross days off of a calendar, counting down the days till Christ returns, since we don't know when that day is. But we can live in anticipation of that day. And we can be prepared for that day by looking always and only to Jesus. He is our Savior. He is our way to the Father. He is our God. To be connected to him through faith is to be ready for that day. May we look forward to that day with both patience and excitement as we wait for his return. I close today with the words of John at the end of the book of Revelation, those words which close our scriptures. Even so, Lord Jesus, quickly come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen.